on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. If you listen to the station regularly, you've heard the voice of Tim Stewart. He is the CEO, and is that right?
Yeah, that sounds pretty fancy.
Okay. Impact Nations. I know. Impact Nations.com/ABQ is where we want to send you today, though. There's an event coming up. Now, we're going to get to, and even in this segment, we can somewhat, because if you want to invite people to an event, it's probably good to know what it's about. But you have an event coming up, Tim.
Yeah. Well, Impact Nations has been around for 20 years now. So we are celebrating all that God has done in our 20 years. So my parents are the founders of Impact Nations. They're going to be there. We're going to just share some stories. There'll be time just to hang out. It'll be a great networking event if you're into that sort of thing, but also just a wonderful opportunity to really testify to God's goodness. We, Impact Nations, has been working in the developing world. We've been in over 20 nations in our history, rescuing people from really dangerous situations, whether that's in disaster relief, coming in right after a typhoon or an earthquake or something like that, but also coming in and helping women and children who are caught up in trafficking and forced prostitution, slavery, teen marriage, teen pregnancy, things like that, getting them out of danger, getting them into safety, and then helping them to flourish long term, to be able to really discover who they were made to be, because everyone was made on purpose for a purpose. They are image bearers. They were made in the image of God, but many don't know that. Their dignity's been robbed from them. So we've spent 20 years helping people discover that actually they've got a future and a hope.
You know, I am finding in visiting and sharing and loving people that sometimes that's a message that is really well received when you see someone. We just had Mike and Evangeline in here dealing with people that, you know, have addictions. You see people that are hungry. You see people that are just nasty, regardless. But, you know, when you approach someone, Tim, and with your actions or words, say, you know what, this that's going on in your life, you are so much more valuable than that.
Yeah.
And I love you enough that I'd be happy to do what I can to help you get through or past that happening in your life.
Yeah.
Because you are, you're a creation of God, and you have eternal value.
Yes.
The question is, you know, where is that valuable soul going to spend eternity?
Yeah, and the one of the things that we work really hard at Impact Nations to do is to preach a gospel of the reality of heaven in the here and now.
Yeah.
Because Jesus came announcing the kingdom of God for the here and now. It wasn't the kingdom to come, but he talked about talking about what was to come in the here and now, right?
Yeah.
So the kingdom of the heavenlies. And so what we want to do is actually help people discover abundant life, right? Like Jesus, John 10:10 came in and said, hey, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Like that's the enemy's work. But I've come that you might have life and have it to the full.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is not just, you know, you got to wait until it's all over to actually discover that eternal life, but actually you can begin to taste it in the here and now. And so for us, what we believe is, hey, if it's going to be good news, it better be good news for the poor. You know, it's interesting. My mom, I mentioned my parents founded the organization 20 years ago. One of the things that that they used to do, and probably still do to this day, some of our team members around the world, is they would go into, they used to do this in Kenya, they'd walk the streets of Nairobi and Nakuru, and they would gather up women who were working the streets because they had no hope for providing for themselves any other way, and so they were selling their bodies on the streets. And we would have teams of people who would just come and invite them to come, hey, we will pay your wages for this evening. Just come and join us. We've got a beautiful meal set up for you. We're going to share an encouraging word and we'll pay your wages. We'll feed you. And then they would just again, as you just said, like help these women discover that actually they were made for something more. They were made in the image of God. They have dignity. It's been robbed from them, and we want to help them restore that. And then we invite them into abundant life in Christ, but also then invite them to, hey, if you'd like to come away from the streets and find shelter and training so that you've got a whole new way of life, you can do that with Impact Nations.
And the event coming up is September 4th.
It's a Thursday after work. Come by. Okay. Enjoy. We got meat and cheese as far as the eye can see. Man, if you would like your meat and cheese, this is the place for you.
And listen, I mean, you guys are doing a lot of great work globally. Locally, there's a lot of organizations that are helping to make this possible. And if you don't mind, I'm gonna walk through some of them. Country Homes, New Mexico, Casey Growing Organizations, Parnell Law, Focus Real Estate, John Rockwell, Payroll Company, Hub, and Sun State Solar, Green, Clean, Smart is their logo. And these local businesses clearly see value in the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
I appreciate, especially I'm a local business guy, so I'd love to see local businesses being involved in local ministries, like what's happening through Impact Nations. But if someone were to go on to impactnations.com/ABQ, which, by the way, that list of sponsors I just shared, just go to that site and scroll to the bottom of that page. You'll see all those sponsors. But on that below that, there's a place for you to get tickets for the event. And what will people experience at the event?
We're going to be sharing a whole bunch of amazing stories of God's faithfulness. We're actually going to be showing some videos. One of the cool things is this website, our main website, impactnations.com, all of our videos are all actually edited, designed by graduates of our vocational schools from around the world. And so you're going to get to see some of that work. We're going to have door prizes that are actually from the various different vocational schools we have around the world. So we got young men who are being rescued from gang life, and they're making cool woodworking stuff. Some of those are going to be the door
prizes. Oh, that's cool.
Things like that. So yeah, there's opportunity for door prizes.
It's better than a door.
And you're going to get to sit. I mean, I will just sit and tell you stories. You can ask me questions all you want. Mom and Dad are going to be there, my whole staff. It's going to be really awesome. And I do just want to say thank you to the business community of Albuquerque, because it's pretty cool that we're doing this amazing global work, but we're based right here in Albuquerque. And the local business community is definitely getting behind us.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're up against a break. When we come back, can you share? I know you got plenty of stories, and you saved some for September 4th.
Yeah.
But can you share some of that?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a break and come back with Tim Stewart at Impact Nations. ImpactNations.com/ABQ for the event that's coming up celebrating 20 years of ministry. We'll get back to more after this on ABQ Connect. I always enjoy my conversation with Tim Stewart. Tim's with Impact Nations, and actually off the air we're talking a little bit. You wear a lot of hats over there.
I do.
Yeah.
It wore all my hair right off.
And there's an opportunity for you to be supportive of the work they're doing. 20 years of transformation. We talked about it in our first segment, and the event on September 4th is going to be really a great opportunity for local supporters to actually, what I would encourage people to do, if maybe you're already supporting Impact Nations or want to, invite someone else and get tickets for them as well.
Yeah.
And explain to them the importance of the work that's being done. When we went to a break, Tim, you had mentioned, at this event, obviously you'll have stories to share. I don't want to necessarily steal from that, but I'm sure there's plenty of stories to talk about what's happened with Impact Nations. You did earlier too with when you mentioned the group of ladies that were reminded of their value and that there's a place for them in the work of God.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's happening all over the globe. We were just last week or 2 weeks ago, we were in Malawi with a team. One of the things we do is we'll take teams of people from the West to go and minister with us, with our partners on the ground there for a couple of weeks at a time. And so we call those journeys of compassion.
Which if you're part of a church group, you can do. Look for the details at impactnations.com.
Absolutely. And we help churches. If your church doesn't have a missions department, wants to do a trip, talk to us because we can help you put that whole thing together. And you're going to see God do amazing things. You're going to get to be a blessing, practically speaking, for the poor on the ground. So here's an example. During Journey of Compassion to Malawi, just a couple weeks ago, we were ministering in three different prisons during that time. One of the things we do during a journey is medical clinics. Malawi, if you're unsure of where that is, it's a skinny little country down in the south of Africa against the Mozambique border, and it's incredibly poor. It's one of the poorest nations in Africa, which is saying something. And they can't afford to feed their prisoners properly. They can't afford to provide them with proper healthcare or even water, sanitation, things like that. So we did a medical clinic right inside of these prisons, getting healthcare to people who have not had access to it at all. But in doing so, of course, we're praying for the sick. We're sharing Christ with them. We've been providing food in that prison this year. We've got 1 million meals in Malawi that we're distributing right now in places like prisons and communities that have been wiped out by typhoons and things like that. And as a result of that food distribution, we've now seen 12 Bible studies started inside of those prisons.
Wow.
Where every single day they're gathering to study the scriptures, to pray for one another, things like that.
Right.
But this time around, while we were in the prison, while we are distributing food, getting them meals, we're also actually teaching them how to garden. So we're working with the prison department, with the warden. They've given us some land right there at the prison, and our team was working with these prisoners side by side every day, digging new gardens and planting seeds, teaching them how to grow their own nutrition so that they won't be dependent on an outside source. Instead, they're going to be able to flourish long term. And that's what everything we try to do is to get people to a place of self-sustainability.
And there's all kind of, listen, that's just a taste of the work that's being done by Impact Nations. I want to mention the event again because it was primarily why we wanted to have Tim in to make sure people knew about it. And you'll hear the spot running throughout the month as our great mission focus for August. This event, September 4th, and the details about this 20th anniversary event celebration in Albuquerque, you'll find at impactnations.com/ABQ. Now, we are on this side of the event, Tim. September 5th, what do you hope to see from the event?
Well, truth be told, I would love to see a whole bunch more people be a part of the Impact Nations family, which means praying for us, certainly giving it. It takes dollars to make this work happen, but really to just be plugged in, to be getting those emails, to hearing those stories, things like that. I would love to grow, especially here in Albuquerque. We are a global family. We got donors all over the world. Yeah. We're a registered charity in Canada, Australia, and the United States. We've had 20th anniversary events in each of those places, in Australia, two up in Canada a couple months ago, and we're seeing increased engagement as people really, as their hearts just connect with the work that's being happening, and we'd love to gather more and more of those people here.
So the United States, the Americans are the newbies to the show.
Yeah, yes, we we're newer in the States, but we've been in the United States for about 11 years or so now. We were founded up in Canada in 2005.
Okay.
But one of the things that's happening right now, what we're trying to do is build a shelter for women who are working as slaves in brick factories in northern India. They are being abused in horrific ways that I need not mention here, and we need to get them a shelter and get them out. They're actually living in co-ed dorms where the unspeakable happens every night. And so we've got a plan. We've got a property waiting, ready to go. We've got teachers standing by to teach them new skills such as tailoring and things like that. So we're looking to get that started.
And God willing, at the next event where you have door prizes, we'll see some of the products that they're.
You're going to see some things. Yeah. So you're going to see some of the work of their hands in India, in Malawi, in Uganda, in Nepal. We've got an entire development center we built last year.
What a great way to support them.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It really is. I'm sure by attending this event, you'll hear more details about what's happening in each of these different places that are being impacted by Impact Nations rescuing lives. So join them in celebrating 20 years of impact. It's impactnations.com/ABQ. Not only to go there to get tickets, but again, you'll scroll right past the sponsors, which we mentioned a little while ago, and down to below where It's got a map to the event and where you can purchase tickets. And you know what? Let me say this. Even if you don't have someone that you're going to invite yet, get multiple tickets because then the pressure's on.
Indeed.
you gotta get them to the event. Tim, as always, appreciate your time. Look forward to having you back in.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.